Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
This is Politico Energy, and I'm Anthony Adragna. It's been a feature in the federal government for decades. Whenever a new president comes to power, his administration will spend a good chunk of time trying to undo rules and regulations that the predecessor put in place, especially if it's a different political party.
President Biden focused on immigration and rolling back former President Trump's controversial policies.
The Environmental Protection Agency just rolled back Obama-era climate rules for power plants.
And I will reverse them with a stroke of a pen.
And if you want to become the president to beat climate change, you'll want to flex that regulation muscle hard, even if you know the next person may try to erase your work. But now President Joe Biden is facing the question, how aggressive should his administration move on new environmental regulations? It's Wednesday, April 7th. Alex Guillen, President Joe Biden has moved really quickly out of the gate on climate policy, nominations, but there are some tools that outside advocates want him to lean on more aggressively, some novel approaches in the space of regulations. Is that kind of what you're getting at with the story that you put out?
Yeah. So we spent a lot of time talking about things like a replacement rule for power plants and what is Biden going to do on tailpipe emissions. And those are big, important questions. But there are some environmentalists who are saying that that's not enough. And so EPA and other agencies need to look at other existing authorities that maybe have never been used on greenhouse gases or climate change before, and use those to help enhance that action and advance the climate agenda.
Are these the sorts of actions that we got used to in the last years of the Obama administration, or would this truly be, you know, walking into a brave new world?
Yes, definitely the Aldous Huxley version of that, yeah. These are not the same sort of actions that you saw from the Obama administration. The Clean Power Plan, for example, or rules on methane from the oil and gas industry. Those were sort of more broadly considered mainstream. They were considered to be some of the most legally defensible actions that EPA could take. And so that's where the Obama administration was focusing, and that's certainly for the moment, that's where the Biden administration is focusing as well.
So with all that in mind, what are some of the ideas, broadly speaking, that advocates would like to see the administration take in this space?
So one idea that's actually been floating around ever since the Supreme Court ruled in 2007 that EPA has greenhouse gas authority is to create what's called the National Ambient Air Quality Standard, or NAAQS in EPA speak, for carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. Of course, Anthony, you know the NAAQS program is used to regulate pollutants that are pretty widespread in the United States. It's stuff like particulate matter, that's soot. It's stuff like ground-level ozone. Under that program, EPA sets a national limit, and then the states have to meet those limits for those areas. There's a whole process to go through that. But there are plenty of people, including other environmentalists, some of them, who say that that would not be a good program by which EPA could regulate greenhouse gases. It raises a lot of questions about what the appropriate level of carbon dioxide is. And then there are questions about how the states could mandate cleanup when greenhouse gases come from so many, many sources, including a couple hundred million cars on U.S. roads and many homes that use heating oil in the winter. So there's a lot of questions about how that would even work logistically, even if it was ultimately deemed legal, which is a lot of people do think as well would be a long shot.
Yeah, so I think you quoted somebody in your story as saying this would be trying to shoehorn in regulatory authority in really novel and untested ways. And to my mind, one of the biggest obstacles here would be a conservative Supreme Court, right? 6-3 conservative majority. How big of an obstacle do you think the court would be to any of these sort of novel interpretations of statutory authority being deemed legally valid?
I actually think that the courts would be an obstacle to adopting a lot of these. And it's not necessarily something that would break down along those 6-3 ideological lines that you mentioned at the Supreme Court. Even liberal-leaning justices can be skeptical of when agencies profess to have found some sweeping regulatory power within a statute or a provision that's existed for a long time. And so it wouldn't just be the Supreme Court. It wouldn't just be the conservative majority on the Supreme Court. I think there would be a lot of skepticism from really almost any judge who might review these sort of actions.
I know this is a big weighty concept here, but and I know we've talked about it before on the pod, but I wonder if you think that there are any lessons that the Biden administration has learned from, you know, past presidencies. The Trump administration spent most of its time undoing Obama era rules. I mean, do you think that the fact that a Republican president could look to undo any of these actions, is that something that's weighing on the minds of Biden's team as they evaluate these ideas?
Yes, I do. One of the big things that you have to think about with any rulemaking out of EPA is that it's going to get sued over and it's going to be challenged in court. So really, if you're walking into something with really significant legal questions about it, that's going to be put you on less of a solid footing. But if EPA were to adopt one of the ideas that I'd mentioned so far, that would come with a lot more legal risk. And what that means is you end up putting a lot of resources into something that could be considered a legal long shot by a lot of people. And you have to decide if that's something you really want to do or if you want to put your resources somewhere else and maybe achieve different results.
Also, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is urging the private sector to help in the fight against climate change. Speaking at the spring meetings of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, Yellen stressed the cost of getting to a carbon-neutral economy, but also stressed the financial opportunities. At the meeting, the secretary also said the administration is considering tax incentives to boost clean energies and electric vehicle expansion. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. If you like our show, leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And while you're there, check out Politico Dispatch and the Playbook audio briefing. I'm Anthony Adragna. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Chevron is lowering the carbon emissions intensity of their operations, exploring renewable fuels of the future, and investing in low-carbon technologies. Because it's only human to protect the home we share. Learn more at chevron.com/lowercarbon.